Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas.
Is the documentary, is one of the reasons why the documentary is so good is because of the music? Like they play, do they play like their music during?
Yeah. They do a lot of that.
Same thing with the documentary we watch. I mean, the music just takes me back with stuff that I used to listen to back in the day.
Yeah, so you think that when we're all back and back to normal, whenever that is, fall, whatever, that people aren't going to watch TV anymore? They're going to be out?
That's a good question.
Because I've watched so many documentaries in the last year, some that I would have never ever done had it not been for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you know, I'm wondering if we get back to normal, I will never watch another documentary.
Well, one thing you and I can both agree on is because of, I'm not a big TV watcher, but as a result of COVID and watching television, I have been blessed by the show Ted Lasso. If anyone,
I love Ted Lasso.
If anyone,
fantastic show.
I've seen it twice.
Dude, if anyone is looking for a phenomenal comedy show, sports, I mean, it's just Jason Sudeikis is fantastic. The show is awesome.
Jacob, why don't you set it up for us?
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Ted Lasso. First off, it's hard for some people to find because it's Apple TV. So you do have to have Apple TV to get it. But it's just a phenomenal concept. It's got a little bit of Major League, the movie Major League, at the beginning of it, although that doesn't last more than a couple of episodes, of female owner of English soccer club basically trying to tear down club so that she can get back at her ex-husband who owned it. And so she hires an American college football coach to come over and coach English Premier League soccer. And he's a complete fish out of water. And there's a whole lot of funny involved, but there's a lot of heart involved in that show too.
Yeah.
It's really funny. The characters are great. It was better than I had been told it was good, but it was even better than I thought.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say this. Number one, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I'm curious if the rest of the panel has watched it yet. But it's all filmed in England, and with the English actors, I have to turn the subtitles on. Because their accents are so strong.
Yeah.
That even though I've seen the show twice, I kind of need to. What did he just say?
Yeah. So Scott,
I think it's 10 episodes. Scott, if you haven't seen it, Ted Lasso. Hey, you won a Golden Globe. Jason Sudeikis won a Golden Globe for it.
Yeah, Kareem, it's worth.
Put it on the queue.
And one of the interesting things is that each episode's only 30 minutes. So you can go two or three episodes in a flash. And it is so the one-liners come at you really fast.
Dude. Yeah, we're watching it for a second time. We're catching stuff that that I didn't catch the first go-round. But, Kareem, it's worth it, man.
You watched it more than once?
It's that good. I've watched it more than once. I've watched all 10 episodes twice.
What'd you say, Kareem?
On episode 2.
Oh, you already seen the opening episode.
First,
don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's nothing to say, Scott. We just told you the premise. We're not giving it away. He dies in the end.
He dies.
It's a dream. It's all a dream.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Do we still have somebody on the phone? All right, let's go to the phones. I don't have a screen in front of me, so it's all blind. Take Scott off. He wants to get coffee. Good morning. This is Inside Sports Medicine. Who are you?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Who's this?
This doc. This is Janavel Henry. How are you guys?
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad because I was rude there for a second.
Doc, you look wonderful today.
Thank you.
You guys all look wonderful. It's 3 years for me, 3 years post-transplant. Wow. I want to thank all the medical professionals and everybody. You guys do a wonderful job of keeping everybody healthy and safe and knowledgeable with everything that you guys do. I wanted to piggyback, but I think Doc got off it with the helicopter parents. I have had to deal with that just recently with a parent, I guess a kid, sprained his ankle really, really bad. As basketball players would know, it's called an L. I'm pretty sure you guys have a different term for it. And she got upset, and she pushed the coach during the game.
Oh. This was the youngster or the mom?
The mom.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Look, it is difficult. I don't know exactly how to peel the curtain back and still be objective. Sometimes the injuries are so difficult to deal with just by themselves without the drama and histrionics that go along with it. You know, I gave the example of this young lady skiing with the ACL, MCL. It's a terrible injury. I mean, it's a multi-ligament injury. You know, Mayer and I did one 2 weeks ago. It's just a terrible injury. And it's difficult to deal with that when mom is rubbing her feet to make her feel better.
Dude,
I mean,
I keep laughing when you say that.
That's happened.
I just can't do it.
I witnessed it. That happened.
I can't, Genova. I can't even do it.
That had to be so funny. That's like, speaking of comedy, I probably would have chuckled. I don't know if that would have been appropriate, but.
I didn't chuckle. I said, you know what? I'd rather you not do that because I really want to see how she's going to respond. And I asked her to stand up, and I already knew from the x-rays and MRIs, and it was a second opinion. Yeah. So I already knew from the x-rays and MRIs that there was no fractures. So I said, I need you to stand up, kind of put your crutches on in the air a little bit, and just bear weight on it. She hadn't put weight on it in 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. And I
said, I just want to see. Just bear weight on it. And you could see mom in the corner of the room just cringing. She was cringing like, how are you making her do this?
Yeah, right. Like, why are you doing this? Yeah, how is this happening?
Yeah. Look, it's difficult to be a parent. It's difficult. It is so difficult. My wife and I raised 3 kids, and I'm going to tell you, we've got great kids, but it is difficult. And you don't want to see them hurt. And you want to be there to help them, but there are some situations she's going to have to navigate the rehab by herself.
Oh, goodness.
Mom's not going to rehab for her. Dad's not going to rehab for her. You have to navigate this by yourself. And I have concerns, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, as a parent of 2 boys, and I'm pretty sure, or young kids who play in college sports, coaching them, I probably was a little harder on them than all the kids. But I understood that when they're hurt, you know, and playing a sport, you understand pain, and then you understand sometimes bumps, as you guys know it. But I'm not a physician. But anytime, you know, like right now, they got a little bug going around. But I understand that kids do get hurt. And sometimes as a parent, you do have to step back and let the kids do it themselves and yeah. Understand that they might not be as hurt as we think they are.
And you know what? One of the other things that I've learned, and I'd be very curious as to Scott and Kareem's take on this. They're a lot tougher than we think they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a lot tougher than we think they are. You know, I've said this. I say this pretty much in all my pre-op visits. 16-year-old girls, although sometimes they're flaky, they'll just take Advil for their ACL surgery.
Yeah.
They'll surprise the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You need anything for pain? No, Advil's fine.
As a matter of fact, the recent ACL that I sent you. Monster. She is.
16-year-old girl. I know. We FaceTimed the other day. She's from New Mexico.
Yeah.
Advil.
Yep.
Took Advil.
She's definitely one of those.
Her post-op after an ACL was 4 Advils.
Yep.
Total. Yes. Total. So, Kareem, how do you deal with the, hey, I'm really concerned that little Johnny's going to be able to handle the rehab?
Yeah, no, I tell you, that's a big topic because it's something, parents love their kids. They don't want to see them hurt. But this goes back to my lawnmower parent. Like, kids, sports is just a microcosm of life. Like, a kid's going to have adversity and stuff. and you got to let the kid navigate through it, whether it's physical pain, emotional, this, that, a setback, you're now not on the team anymore, what goes on with that. They got to deal with that. And at some point, parents got to kind of step back and let the kid go through it. Look, you can help the kid. You can be there. But you don't need to be a lawnmower parent, okay? You got to just step back. And so,
well, you're gonna
I don't know if I can.
You're going to have to take him back and forth. You're going to have to take him back and forth to rehab. You're going to drive him.
I can't fix because all of – look, you brought up the psychological and the histrionic and all that stuff. Look, those are all medical personalities and this and that. So you never know when they walk in that room what preexisting psychological conditions are you dealing with the kids or the parents when they're coming into the clinic. You don't know what's in the background there, and I can't fix that in a clinic visit. But it sure as hell makes the orthopedic part a lot more complicated.
Yeah. Scott, you deal with this as much as we do? Oh, I forgot. Scott's not on. Oh, hey, Genova, thanks, bud. We're going to put Scott back on.
All right.
Scott, you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Question?
Yeah, I have a question for you. So we were talking about, you know, in our world, because we see so many youngsters and teenagers and college students and stuff, et cetera, we often have to deal with the parents and their involvement. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but sometimes they go a little overboard. Do you deal with that as much in the spine world?
Well, you know, to the extent that I see sports injuries of the spine in younger people, a lot of them referred by you guys, yeah. I mean, the parent interaction is you just got to take it into consideration when you're treating the patient. Are you treating the parents? Are you treating the kids? And a lot of time, you know, the diagnosis that you guys send me the most is the PARS defects,
yep.
The scapulothesis, which is treated basically on symptoms alone, and not you make the diagnosis. You say this is what's wrong, but we treat the symptoms because you can't cure it. And when it's all subjective, oh, my goodness, the whole interactions, sometimes the kids are getting pushed. Sometimes they really don't want to play. But the parents, hey, you guys deal with this more than I do. But it's an interesting psychology.
All right, enough of this. When we come back after this break, we're going to have an interesting Sports Medicine 101 segment. We're going to revisit arthritis. It's a question that I get asked every single day in clinic. So what exactly is arthritis?
Or do I have arthritis, Doc?
Yeah. Oh, no. Coming right back. Inside Sports Medicine, Sori Allen and the gang. Quick break.